Welcome back to another Rockin' Rant. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini. This week, what everybody gets wrong about Van Halen. You think you know Van Halen? Bet you don't. All right, everybody. As promised, we're going to be talking about Van Halen. Remember that band? They did things like this. What about this one? And okay, Van Halen, or as Bill and Ted would say, Van Halen, dudes. here's what I want to talk about Van Halen. There's so much drama around these guys. Okay, and fans are like, you know, David Lee Roth, and they feel like, no, Sammy Hagar, and you know, no, you're an asshole. You know, and somebody else, Gary Cherone, and they're like, fuck you. You know, and everybody's like distracted by this stuff. You know, they're mad because Eddie fires Michael Anthony and brings in his son to play bass so he can have his kid in the band. And, you know, there's all this like blah, blah, blah around this band. You know, are they going to tour in 2019? Michael Anthony says he hasn't heard anything about it. David Lee Roth's kind of like hinting around that it might happen. You know, there's time we could talk. I could do another video on what, you know, I think might be a good path that I think would be fun for them, for at least Eddie to try. But what I think everybody misses in all this stupidness surrounding this amazing band is Eddie fucking Van Halen. That's what may, I mean, look, listen, guys, it's like expected. I mean, some of you guys that are older remember, I think you guys can relate to this as well. You know, when a band comes out, you're expecting like good songwriting, good singing, good playing. I mean, that's like, you wouldn't, you know, you don't want to hear shit. You know, you figure if it's coming out, you know, it's being cranked up on your favorite rock station or on Rock Rage Radio on the internet or whatever it is, that there's a certain standard. You know it's going to be good, okay? And there have been tons of bands before Van Halen and after Van Halen. They're really good bands. They have the whole thing going on. They've got the cool riffs. They've got the great songwriting. They have the great front man. Great background vocals, awesome rhythm section. You know, that's a given. Like, you better have that, you know. And Van Halen, of course, you know, duh, you know, they have all of that, obviously, you know. But Van Halen, like, for them, that's just like the baseline. That's just like and I don't mean baseline as in a bass guitar. I mean, that's just the bass, B-A-S-E, line of music for them. Mainly because of Eddie fucking Van Halen. This is what everybody doesn't realize. Is like I said, there's been all these great bands out there, but how many of them have Eddie Van Halen in them? One! I mean, Eddie Van Halen is to Van Halen as to what Jimi Hendrix was to the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Mitch and Noel, great musicians, but without Jimi Hendrix, they're just like kind of like a couple of cool guys who can play really well, but they're not really anything special. What makes Van Halen Van Halen? What made them special was Eddie fucking Van Halen. I apologize if you don't like swearing, but I just think that it needs that emphasis because people are forgetting what's so important. Let's talk a little bit about why I think that, and let me sort of justify my position here. Eddie Van Halen. When Eddie Van Halen came out, he revolutionized several aspects of music kind of at once. First of all, his playing style was different. Cool riffs with, a lot of like open string stuff going on. Okay, not just like, you know, chunking along in power chords, which is kind of what a lot of bands were doing up to Van Halen. They kind of brought back the riff in a lot of ways. But Eddie did something different. He played with both hands on the neck of the guitar, what became known as two-hand tapping. And there's been arguments, you know, guitar players are crazy. You know, Eddie Van Halen didn't do that first. I saw Django Reinhardt do that in 1930, you know. Right, okay. There hasn't been probably a guitar player alive that didn't at one time push a fret down and then take a finger and tap the neck and go like, oh, that's a cool sound. But that's pretty much as far as it went. What Eddie did with that type of stuff was he was able to create and kind of do things with arpeggios and stuff that really... weren't being done. You really couldn't hear unless you did that. And I just played the most basic thing. I don't really know a lot of two-hand tapping riffs. It's not really my style particularly. But when he did that, all of a sudden, guitar players wanted to know how to do that. It became a total guitar trend. The other thing it was, compared to a lot of like music that came afterwards, Eddie Van Halen to us, to most people's ears, doesn't sound all that fast, but it was considered pretty fast for when it came out, and he got people excited about fast guitar playing. So speed, two-hand tapping, fast tremolo picking, a couple things like that really grabbed people's ears. They were different, and made the music sound really, really fucking exciting, and it got after, there's a generation of guitar players, at least, if not, and it's still going on, because I don't think you have heavy metal and stuff without Van Halen, but we're going to get to that here in a minute. So he changes how the guitar is physically played. Right. Well, okay. You know, that's cool. That makes him pretty important. But we're not done. He actually changes the actual guitar itself. He reinvents the electric guitar. What electric guitar looks like and how it's supposed to function are changed when Van Halen comes out. Van Halen is the guy who really popularized the idea. I don't want to say he was the very first guy, because I know that somebody's going to post something in the comments with some guy that put a humbucker on a Strat 5 years before. Okay, but he popularized it. He's the guy that put it out in the forefront and was such a badass guitar player that made everybody pay attention to it. So he takes his, builds his own guitar, or, you know, routes out the cavity so he can stick a humbucker pickup in, like a Gibson style pickup, in a Strat body, which so he could have access to the higher frets and play high, you know, gets that stuff to do on Gibsons. Also, Gibsons have tuning issues and stuff like that. So he does that. Okay. He changes the whammy bar too. What a lot of people don't realize about the whammy bar is like, you couldn't do too, it was a cool little thing to do. It was like a subtle effect. David Gilmour, guys like that. You know, you could do really neat expressive things, especially on slow stuff. You know, Duane Eddy was known for his wangy guitar and that sort of stuff. But Eddie took the whammy bar to a whole other level when he realized he couldn't. The whammy bar was cool, but the guitar would go out of tune. So he's like, I need to solve the guitar going out of tune thing. So he works with some guys and they come up with this idea of locking the strings in place at the nut up here at the headstock. So that when you press down on the whammy bar and you could push that thing all the way down, you get totally radical with it. And the guitar, for all intents and purposes, would stay pretty much perfectly in tune. It was pretty fucking amazing. So humbucker on a Strat style guitar, whammy bar, Strats on a Strat style, a locking whammy bar that you can do all this cool stuff with. And what happens? Everybody has to have a guitar like that. So equipment manufacturers, guitar manufacturers have to, like, you know, make these guitars. So Kramer, Ibanez, Jackson, Charvel, Hamer, Dean, And a plethora of guitar from like small companies like Aria Pro and Fernandez and some of these smaller companies, you know, are like rushed to put out these guitars because there's a huge demand for it. All of a sudden, you know, your Stratocaster just ain't going to cut it. Your Les Paul just ain't going to cut it. A lot of people don't realize that Slash played a Jackson for a long time before he got his got into the Les Paul thing. I mean, that's how important this whole thing was. And as great as Hendrix, a musician as Hendrix was, and I believe everybody's influenced by Hendrix, whether they want to believe it or not. Anybody who plays rock or blues rock or anything like that is influenced by Hendrix. Even guys that are playing like ambient type stuff are influenced by Hendrix. Amazing musician, but I'm not sure he had the impact on the guitar making side of it the way that Van Halen did. Okay, so changes the way the guitar is played. In addition to being just like a great guitar player in a great band with great songs and great riffs and everything, changes the way the guitar is played, changes the guitar itself. No, wait a minute, I'm not done, okay? That's not enough for Eddie. No. He has to change the sound of the fucking amplifier too, okay? So all you guys out there, all you guys who play metal and everything like that, you owe all of this to Eddie Van Halen because there's no such thing as high gain before Eddie Van Halen. Some guys who would bump the front of their Marshall or their Fender with a Tube Screamer to get a little, you know, extra crunch out of it, a little extra overdrive. But high gain is a result of Eddie Van Halen fucking around with the Marshall amplifier, plugging it into something called a Variac, variable AC, I believe is what Variac stands for. And you would vary the voltage going into the voltage and the current going into the, somebody could tell me exactly how Variac works. Is it voltage and current or just voltage, just current? I'm not sure. But in any case, it would make the amplifier work really, really hard. So it would produce this sound that now you can get out of a pedal. That didn't exist, guys. High gain was not a thing until Eddie Van Halen invented it for us. So, okay, so the guy changes how the guitar is played, on top of being a great musician and a great band. He changes the actual guitar itself, and he reinvents the amplifier. Okay, and this change in the amplifier cannot be overstated. Because a lot of amplifier manufacturers were trying to find that sound and really didn't quite find that sound, but found other sounds that the guitar players ended up really, really loving too. So I like the whole rectifier sound and all that. That is a complete, if you, Van Halen wouldn't happen, you would not have had the rectifier amplifiers. You would not have that rectifier sound that is on so many albums. And all you guys that love your boutique amps, with your high gain boutique amps and all that, that all starts with Eddie Van Halen. So all you metalheads and everything like that, even though Van Halen is not a metal band, I'm not trying to say they're a metal band, just like Led Zeppelin, it was an influence on heavy metal, even though they weren't heavy metal. Van Halen, because of Eddie Van Halen and how he reinvented the sound of the electric guitar and created high gain for us, he is responsible for the way heavy rock and metal sounds now. Okay, are you convinced now that the thing about Van Halen that everybody is missing, that people keep fucking forgetting or getting wrong, is not Sammy versus Dave or, you know, Michael Anthony versus Wolfgang or any of that, or are they going to torch that they do? None of that. The most important thing is Eddie Van Halen, okay? That is it. That is the guy. End of discussion. That's it. I don't really think there's anything more I could say about it. I watched it happen. I'm old enough to remember and see that change happen, you know, going into guitar stores and seeing all of a sudden, you know, this sort of demand, the sort of consciousness shift in guitar playing. And it still goes on today. Eddie Van Halen, I would say go as far as to say is Eddie Van Halen is the second coming of Jimi Hendrix. Not that he plays the same way, but just in terms of his influence on the instrument and on guitar players for such a long period of time, continuing right up to this day, just like Hendrix is influential guitar player even up until this day. I guys hope you guys enjoyed my little rock and rant here about Van Halen. I don't know what they're going to do next. We could talk about that in another video. Thanks for hanging out. Love suggestions. Love input. If you think I'm full of shit, you think I'm obnoxious, you think my beard's stupid, whatever. Leave comments below. Totally cool. Our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check there because there's like, I do podcasts. I have all kind of cool shit there. Artist interviews, a lot of indie guys, but some famous guys too. We do a live thing on Facebook. It's a lot of fun. It's actually live on YouTube too. It's right here. You guys can chime in, check out, hang out with the party with us live. It's a good time. Patreon. So there's a link down here to our Patreon as well, where you get exclusive things, where I'm going to go into a private thing when I'm done here and talk about the guitars and the gear that I'm using and dig a little bit deeper into the subject here. So if you want to dig a little bit deeper, we've got a whole Patreon thing, gives you some special access. So you guys can check that out. Anyways, guys, my name is Lou Lombardi, AKA Ludini, and I'm going to catch you guys all on the next Rock and Rant Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Out. Okay, Michael, that was it. I don't know. I thought it went pretty good. Just make sure the levels are good. I was looking at it here in Reaper, and it looks like the guitar is a little not as hot as I thought it was. I mean, in terms of volume, so you might have to equalize that. But I'm just going to send you... what I'll do is when you get on a team viewer, you can just get it yourself. That's how we'll do it. Okay, brother. All right. I'm going to send you the video and tell you to get into team viewer and to get this, out of here. I will name it. I believe it's going to be called Rock and Rant. It's going to be called something. Hold on. I'm going to turn the recording off now. The audio part. Hold on.